Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Gallego. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kurt Young. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Pete Stanisek. Batting second. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Gerhardt. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Traber. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rene Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Gordon Dillard. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canseco hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Canseco. The throw from Tettleton and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stanisek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Murray hits a line drive beyond short. Weiss can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to second. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McGuire. Ripken scores. Murray scores. Tettleton moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Traber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire strikes out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stanisek. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbard strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego takes first base on ball 4. Steinbach moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dillard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Stanisek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stanisek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanisek hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 2, Orioles, 2. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Doug Sisk now pitching. Don Baylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Steinbach moves to second. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hubbard is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tettleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripken moves to third. 2 outs. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Gerhardt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gerhardt takes first base on ball 4. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Traber is 0 for 1 in the game. Traber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Gerhardt moves to third. It's 3-2, Orioles. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Traber. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Traber steals second. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Polonia pinch hits for Mike Gallego. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops it up and throws to first, with Sisk covering, for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gerhardt. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Polonia now playing left field. Tony Phillips now playing third base. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stanisek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanisek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stanisek. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Canseco scores. It's Athletics, 3, Orioles, 3. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. McGuire moves to second. Don Baylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. McGuire moves to third. Steinbach moves to second. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stanisek. Hubbard reaches second base with a double. McGuire scores. Steinbach scores. Baylor moves to third. It's 5-3, Athletics. Mark Thurmond now pitching. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Polonia is 0-for-1 in the game. Polonia hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baylor tags and scores. Hubbard tags and moves to third. One out. It's 6-3, Athletics. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gerhardt. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Hubbard scores. Phillips moves to third. It's 7-3, Athletics. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a pop-up towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tettleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gerhardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gerhardt strikes out. Two outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Traber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Traber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tettleton moves to second. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hubbard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hubbard hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stanisek is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stanisek hits a fly ball into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ripken moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Polonia is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Polonia hits a fly ball into left field. Stanisek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gerhardt, who is chasing the ball. Phillips reaches third base with a triple. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Stan Javier pinch runs for Dave Henderson. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thurman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Thurman. Phillips scores. Javier goes all the way around to score. Canseco moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 10-3, Athletics. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Stan Javier now playing center field. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tettleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murray moves to third. Larry Sheets pinch hits for Ken Gerhardt. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sheets hits a fly ball into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murray tags and scores. 1 out. It's 10-4, Athletics. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Traber is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Traber strikes out. 2 outs. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Orioles 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Sheets now playing right field. Tom Knight and Feuer now pitching. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Steinbach is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hubbard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hubbard hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Polonia is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Polonia hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stanisek is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Stanisek strikes out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson is 0-for-4 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ripken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Orioles 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Weiss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Javier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Carney Lansford now playing first base. Doug Jennings now playing right field. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Murray is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tettleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. 2 outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sheets is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sheets strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 10, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.